Underneath the layer of slate was a bed of sand, and we used to prop the slate up and peck the sand out, propping the slate as we went. And then when we got so far, and the old lot started to creak and break the little stones that we'd used for props, we used to break in half of the lead crack, and it used to be quite frightening. They'd have what they termed as a fall. The sand was all thrown behind.
A fall.
This was letting the slate fall down. There was a nice thick layer of limestone above the working area that we used to use as it termed as a ceiling, I suppose. And this would be propped up with overburdens above the slate, some stone that was not suitable for slate. In fact, some of it used to look like slate, but it wouldn't split, and they termed that as bastard. That was just one of the terms down there, but it was, you know, widely known term. And so we got to sort all, when we had this fall, this was terribly frightening for me as an apprentice, because we've perhaps got 4 or 5 feet, and there was perhaps 20 to 25 tons of material fell down in front of you, and there you were with candles and paraffin lamps, and this would come down with a thundering crash, and there was nowhere to go, and it was quite an experience.